For decades, Area 51, the mysterious military base on the edge of the Nevada nuclear test site, has been a source of countless conspiracies. And while the base has become synonymous with aliens and unidentified flying objects, experts say the base's purpose is much more mundane. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Peter Merlin, an aviation historian and the author of a book called Area 51, Images of Aviation.
Let's start off by talking about what is Area 51.
Area 51 is a classified military installation located at Groom Dry Lake, which is about 84 miles northwest of Las Vegas. And it's been known by many names over the years, Paradise Ranch, Watertown Airstrip, Dreamland. But the base at Groom Lake was originally built in 1955, specifically to test the U-2 spy plane for the CIA. So in the summer of 1957, when the U-2 was deployed by the CIA and the test operations moved to Edwards Air Force Base, the base was essentially mothballed. An interesting factoid, you know, because people think that, you know, Groom Lake was just this totally top-secret, unacknowledged base until just recently. I mean, the government admitted its existence all the way back in 1955 when it was being built. The CIA used the Atomic Energy Commission as basically a front to put up this cover that they were making a small support facility for the Nevada test site where the atomic weapons were tested. And eventually they realized that people were going to see these planes flying around, so they came up with a story that the U-2 was a weather research airplane supposedly being used by the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, the predecessor to NASA. And, you know, all of that was a pretty thin cover. They managed to uphold it a little bit by doing actual weather research during training flights, but it was really a spy plane.
So when did Area 51 go from being just essentially just a base to this focus of all these conspiracy theories with aliens and UFOs? When did it move into that almost pop culture realm?
Well, as far as the UFOs, that sort of came a bit later on, but it's always been kind of a mysterious place. When they started out with the original cover story about it being used for weather research and just announcing that it was this airfield being built with a few hangars and a runway, you know, that was given out to the news media. Despite making it seem like it was something innocuous, somehow the fact that it was, you know, kind of a little more secret than anything else out there got out, and even as early as November 1955, newspaper reporters in Las Vegas were calling it the secret proving grounds within the proving ground. If people thought about this place the same way they think about, you know, Nellis Air Force Base or China Lake Naval Weapons Center or any of these other big military test and training areas, you know, they wouldn't probably have the same kind of interest in it. The UFO stories that came out in the early 1980s, you know, didn't really take off because there was no internet at the time. But, you know, once we got, you know, the internet age, and then all of a sudden it became this huge, you know, meme-like kind of thing. It's the secrecy of Area 51 that makes it so fascinating and so enthralling to the public. You know, it just, you know, just the fact when you say there's a secret base in the middle of the desert, that secret nature of Area 51 just breeds speculation. It's a blank slate for any kind of conspiracy theory. And the Air Force hasn't helped themselves because, you know, they've refused to talk about it. But, you know, the more that they try to make it, you know, a big deal about secrecy, the more interested people are from the outside. It's kind of human nature to want to see the forbidden.
That was KUNR's Paul Boger speaking to author Peter Merlin. To learn more about Area 51, visit KUNR.org.